Blog Talk Radio.
I will speak life over every situation. I will open the grave of their hearts. There's an army ready to rise. Go to battle to capture the lost. We'll reach all we can till our time comes. Lord, we need you to breathe once again and ignite new fire inside of us. I will see life. Can these dry bones live? Yes, these bones will live. Can these dry bones live? I will speak life, forever speak life. I will speak life over every situation. I will open the graves of their hearts. There's an army ready to rise. Go to battle to capture the lost. We will reach all we can till our time's up. Lord, we need you to breathe once again and ignite new fire inside of us. Can these dry bones live? Yes, these bones will live. Dry bones live. I will speak life. I will speak life. Can these dry bones live? Yes, these bones will live. Can these dry bones live? I will speak life. I will speak life. I will speak life. We will speak life. You will speak life. I will speak life. No more.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. Yes, we are in the door of the Shabbat right now.
I'm your brother, Ariel, here once again with a journey in Yahweh's word and another thing we can learn, something else we can learn, another journey that Abba Yah has us on. Prayfully, we all tuned in and Brother Yahweh's and got something out of Brother Yahweh's. I'm quite sure we did. And if you didn't, you always can go back in the archives and re-listen. If you just need a word one day, if your heart is heavy, you don't know what type of decision we could, there's so many lessons inside of the archives, I believe well over 1,000 now, that we can go in and we can just skim through and say, ooh, that'll speak to my situation. Guaranteed, Abba Yah has a lesson in there to speak to each and every one of our situations, because we had a plethora of Morays and Morah throughout the years give a whole bunch of different lessons. So whatever you're going through, just go inside Yahweh's word and let it speak to you. Let it give you some decisions. Let it guide you. Let it heal you. Let it do what it, as my brother say, let it do what it do. Amen? Amen. But let me, before I get to talking, I'm going to open up with a prayer. It's been a while, family. It's been 6 weeks since I have an opportunity to speak before y'all. Hallelujah. 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 Again, Abba Yah, for bringing us through the Shabbat door. We thank you for that, Abba. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father, for those who have made it so far, Father. We ask and pray for those who are sick in any kind of way, Father, mentally, spiritually, physically, that you continue to bring them, Father, that you continue to heal them, Father, that your hands stay upon them until they become 100% well, Father. Even though there may be aches and pains here and there, the 100% comes from knowing that they have salvation, Father, knowing that they will rise again and see you once again, Father, knowing that the love of you sent down your son to die for them, Father. May that be the 100%, Father, because you know in its flesh that we will still feel aches and pains, but we can be free of any bondage that this flesh holds us in, Father. We thank you for that, Abba Yah. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandment, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a Sabbath, a holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Shalom, family. I'm going to take me a seat. Prayfully, all is well with y'all. Your week been well and everything is going well. And if I'm coming through loud and clear, somebody shoot me a text out if you don't mind. But if not, we will still talk. We'll still get into Yahweh's word. And it's been an interesting week for me, family. Very interesting week. By the grace and mercy of Abba Yah, I started a new job, Toda Aki, hallelujah, Toda. I started a new job Monday. Matter of fact, I'm back down University Hospital. And it's been a wonderful journey, to be honest. It's been wonderful. I hadn't felt this type of gratitude and this happiness working in a long time, right? Been working with the mentally challenged for 20 years. Now I'm back down the hospital. Abba Yah has blessed me to come back down there. But the part that's fulfilling is I'm helping. And not that I didn't help at the other building or in thought that came to my mind is, Abba, you had me working with the diagnosed. Now I'm working with the undiagnosed, right? Because working in the public, woo, it's something special. I know, and you have to be a special type of person or a person with Yahweh's blessing upon you to be able to deal with the public. So hats off to all those who work with the public. And just looking around our congregation, and you'll see a lot of us working with the public. You've seen a lot of us in the servitude, as they will say, roles and positions, which his servants are Abiyah. So he uses that for training for us. But I had a beautiful time down there so far. But I'm out of shape. I'm walking so much. I didn't realize how out of shape I was, all that walking up and down, up and down. Looked at the thing and then like averaging 13,000 steps. I'm used to riding a van and sitting in a day program all day long. Maybe 100 steps a day, maybe. But up to 13. First night I went home, I went to bed. I mean, I was in bed by 8 o'clock because I was tired. It wore me out. And today when I came home, I took a nap. I told Brother Mario, I'm going to take me a nap. But I have to give Abba all praise and honor to him. I have to give him for directing, right? And no, I just didn't move and without praying and asking him what the right decision to do. And he always shows us it's the right decision, right? When we lean not into our own understanding and trust him in all our ways and acknowledge him in all our ways, and he shall direct your path. When that scripture was read or said, it means that he shall direct your path. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on your own faults or your own doubts. Anything you need, when it comes to us, remove yourself. Rely on Abiyah. And matter of fact, I have to give y'all the testimony behind it because I wouldn't be right if I didn't give Abiyah the testimony. Even when I thought for the first time, when it first happened last week, because I was on the fence. You know, I had my sentimental reasons of leaving. I've been there for 20 years. I've been there for 20 years and I'm in gang relationships and I got to truly love the clients. Truly, and I will miss them truly. I will truly miss the clients. If y'all willing, I will go back and see them any chance I get because they would make my day being able to help them, you know, but I was on the fence and it took me a minute to give the resignation. And I was like, oh, I got to Friday. I'm going to do it Friday. I'm going to be all right. Cause again, 20 years, I was on the fence. I didn't know. So worked that Monday, last Tuesday. Come Wednesday, we had a meeting. So I called out the meeting, and my director called me. And the first thing he said is, I got to put you on suspension. I'm like, what? Put me on suspension for what? And he said, because you're out of compliance with the med training. And each year we're supposed to have a med training and you're supposed to get recertified to give meds. If you want to give meds in that particular field, you have to be certified by a delegated nurse. And I'm like, 5 years, you've been out of training. So I smiled. I'm like, I'm leaving here anyway. Still, it wasn't confirmed 100% that I was going to be at university. But back in October the 2nd, the job was offered. You start October 31st. All right. But it wasn't confirmed because the one thing they was holding up on was the virus. The virus I had to give the letter that Rabbi gave out to everybody. I had to make sure she had to approve my letter. She had to approve it. And it didn't get approved till that Friday, right? So, but in my mind, I'm a tardy. I'm tardy, man. Every time I turn around, y'all doing something foolish, right? He telling me I've been out of compliance for 5 years. I ain't been like, what? Even though I don't get mad, but you can't work in that type of environment without being mad certified. So my corporate was like, did they even call the nursing board? Why you don't call the nursing board, John? So you're right. So I go online, you can go online, put your information in, and it'll tell you everything. Come to find out that I just took the 2-year thing last year, come to find out that it hasn't even been 3 months that I was uncertified. It wasn't 5 years. It was July 28th, 2022. I said, calling him back, I said, man, did I even check this? Who said I was out of compliance for 5 years? I get back with you. Okay. That night, next day, go home. I have a dream that night. And if you ever kind down 97, because that's what it put me in the mind of. If you get coming off of 50 as you're coming back in town, you're coming off of 50 and you got to bear to the right on the Baltimore exit. As you bear on that right to the Baltimore exit, this is dark in that section. There's not that many street lights. So as I'm coming down, bear on that light, I'm in fact, I'm in the van. I'm in the 15-passenger van that I drive. And as I'm driving, it gets pitch black, whereas though I can't see nothing enough in the front of me. I mean, pitch black. When I say pitch black, pitch black. Have you ever been on the road where the only thing you could see was your headlights? And come to find out, the headlights on the van wasn't working because there was no light at all. No light. And I felt myself on the side. I felt going over brush. And all I could think, I'm about to run into a tree because I can't see. Family, when I said I was screaming and hollering like a sucker, I was screaming and hollering like a sucker. But this is what I screamed and hollered. Abba, I can't see. Abba, I can't see. And I was screaming that. Abba, I can't see. I can't see, Abba. I can't see. Something said, hand off the wheel. Your job, Abba. So that's what I did. I took my hand off the wheel. And the van got back on the road, and it drove to your life. And all I could do is wake up, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not into your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He was driving. I had to call him. I ain't have no other person to call upon at that time. But all I knew, I was screaming and howling like the sucker in that van. Abba, I can't see. I can't see. But that little voice said, let go. Let me drive. And the next day, I got their email. Your papers was approved. Come on in Monday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Harville, he has another testimony about it, which if he want, he would tell about it, that how Abraham was moving. It was Abraham that was moving. But I'm here as a witness, family. Abba Yah will do it if we let him. If we let him, if we call upon him. If we call upon him, he will do it. And it's been a ball so far. And I mean, I'm quite sure that every day is not going to be a ball. I'm quite sure there's going to be some days that I'm going to be stressed out. But if I lean not into my own understanding, it'll be all right. If I just let him take the wheel. Let him take the wheel. Amen. Amen. And all right, family, enough of that. I just wanted to give that testimony that, hey, it wasn't, I just jumped up on my own. I prayed first, and I prayed for a while. I've been praying for this for at least a year now. For at least a year that I'll be out moving. I'm tired. I'm tired of this movement. So it took a year. And that, again, Harvey, he will have a testimony if he chooses on just listening to Yahweh. Just listening to him. Amen. So we have a new journey, and yes, your brother Aria, we will be talking about the Israel, 12 tribes, all 12 tribes, man. All 12 tribes, we're going to be talking about Israel, because this is the nation that Aria loves. This is the nation that Aria sent the sun down to die for, first and foremost, also the world. But first and foremost, as the scripture said, to the Yahudi first. Then to the Gentiles. This is the one that he pulled up out of bondage, and he chose because the love he had for Abraham. You know, he said he would never break that promise to Abraham because of that man and what he did and what his sons did, Isaac and Jacob. But we won't get directly into that tonight. We're just going to read a few things and keep your mind and your ears open. Allow Abiyah to walk us through this thing. Because when I first, almost three chapters anyway, I didn't understand it until I had gotten a shower. And I said, it had to call somebody, had to talk to somebody about it, right? It's a deal. But for starters, this will be our opening scripture right here each and every week. Each and every week. I don't know if everybody's been paying attention to the news, but there's been a lot of talk about the children of Israel. And there's been a lot of forces coming against just allowing truth to come out. As my brother said earlier, if he talked for 2 hours and 15 minutes of truth come out, it's worth it. If he talked for 2 hours and one person heard something and Abiyah moved upon them and they started researching, it's worth it. Scripture talks about, I believe, that the heavens rejoice when the sinner turns. Heavens rejoice. Heavens rejoice. So this is Abba's work. This is Abba fulfilling prophecy in these last days. It's not ours. It's his. It's his word that he said he's going to fulfill prophecy. He said, I'll scatter y'all and I'll bring y'all back. Israel, that is. But these Romans 10, 14, and 15 will be our mantra throughout these 6 weeks. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news of Shalom, who bring glad tidings of good things. I'd like to just go back up to the top. How then will they call on him in whom they have not heard, have not believed, or on whom they have not heard? And I don't do challenges, and we don't do challenges here. But if it come across your mind, ask the next person that you come across, who even knows, do they know Yahushua? Do they know Yahweh? I did that. I read this scripture to myself last week. I asked the young brother, you know Yahweh? You know Yahushua? Know who's that? So Abba is asking the question, how can they call upon me if they haven't heard of me? How do they know that I exist if they haven't heard? What they have is what, if you go through the book of Corinthians, they have the counterfeit. The world has a counterfeit, and especially the children of Israel. When we look at people and we see them in their sin, which we were all in sin that way, we ask ourselves, do they know Yahweh? Have they ever heard of Yahweh? Do they even know? And I guarantee you, majority, I'm going to tell you, no, I don't know him. I've never heard him. Who's that? I know Jesus. Right? I remember I said this story before, but I'll say it again because of the context we're in. On the day they pulled the war superhero shirts at my old job, I wore Yahushua because that's my superhero. And they're like, who this? Why you got that on? You ain't got no superhero. Most of them had on Black Panther. That's nice. I had on Yahushua. Who's that? I don't know who this is. The one who you call JC. This is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. I never heard of him. My Bible says Jesus. And you sitting there, I'm sitting there like, let's sit and talk. Let me tell you. Nope. My Bible says Jesus. Now that one right there who will outright and deny, that's the one you move on. from. That's the one you know that Abba Yah have not reached down and broke a little bit of the stony heart up and not prepared them to hear his word, because they already think or believe that they have something. And even can contest to ourselves that when we first became or walked this way, it ain't happened right away. But there was something or a part of our heart that was broken up a little bit. So we can receive that ground, that stony heart, Yahweh had to break it up. See, it's Yahweh that moves upon them. It's the vessels that carry the seed and plant it. Yahweh got to move upon them to have thoughts in their mind, to have some type of question in their mind. One way or another, I don't care which way we came. Something there. Abba Yah planted inside that person, whispered inside that person. So when they came across one of his morays, one of his people, not even just a moray, just a regular, was said something to them, and something was planted. Abba Yah or somebody watered it. And Abba Yah gave the increase. But all along, Abba Yah set the thought there way before we got there. Way before we got there, we can look at ourselves and guaranteed if we trace it back, that's how it started. I'm gonna put that thought there. Way before. If he don't mind me, I'm gonna tell you the story anyway. You know I am. His whole thing to one of the seminars that we used to have is, I'm going to prove the teacher wrong. Why? Because Deuel, his name means the knowledge of Yah. And trust me, the brother is very smart. Brother knows, you ask him questions, guaranteed you get answers. You get answers. And that was his mindset when he first came. I'm going to prove the teacher wrong. But was that not Abba Yah? I could use that. Go it over there to my servant, and when you go in there and sit down, and before you could raise your hand and ask a question, he didn't already had answered all the preconceived questions before you could even get them out. So there you are sitting there and profound, like, well, I didn't even ask these questions, but I wanted to ask these questions. This is what I was coming with. Who knew his mind before he got there? Understanding how this is Abba Yah thing. He is the one that move upon people way before the person plant, way before the person give the water. It's him. It all comes with preconceived ideas about who he is. If you belong to him, he is voice. He will answer questions before you even ask them. He will move on them because he's the one baited you to get over here in the first place. What did Yahushua say? I will make you fish of men. Yes, I already know what type of bait to use because I know that individual. I know that individual right there, so I will give you what to use to break that down. Why? Because that's one of mine. That's one of mine. And that meant every bit of over 12, almost 15 years now, I mean, that you all been here. But each and every last one of us can say we got caught one way or another like that by Abba Yah. Because it's him who moves upon us way before we meet anybody. Way before we meet anybody. Just like what you see, what's happening around us, Israel is raising. Because he said they were going to raise. Now, will all of them stick? No. Is it prophesied for all of them to stick? No. That's it. It ain't going to be a lot. But it's still his will that they raise. He said so. He loved Abraham and Israel. He loved them. I'll drop some reading to do family. A little bit reading. So just bear with me. And this, I don't know where I got this from, but I thought it was appropriate, and it's called The Question. It's called The Question. When I say it again, I don't know where I got this from. I had to text Rabbi, did you write this? He was like, no, I thought you wrote it. I was like, no, I didn't write it. I don't know where I got it from. But it's appropriate. Listen to it. Listen. And it's a question. It's a question for believers. My question is, how people, many aren't brokenhearted. And there is absolutely no way you can wake up from the darkness and look around you everywhere you turn and not be brokenhearted. I pray night and day for people. Beloved, all we can do is keep praying for mercy and them, and pray for ourselves to be given more strength daily. I see the enemy taking lives, wrecking lives, and stirring up havoc within marriages, family, workplace, and whole neighborhoods being turned upside down. These things were written. Not one awakened true believer can tell me their hearts are not broken by what they are witnessing all around them. In essence, what the brother was saying, or sister, it could have been the brother or sister, I have no idea. See, how can we see all this darkness and live in all this darkness and all this turmoil and not be brokenhearted when we serve the Most High, when we look around us and see nothing but destruction, nothing but turmoil? How can we not be brokenhearted? How can we not look at the world and see that? And I'm quite sure we all are in one way or another when we see people, period. When we see people, period. And they lost. They lost. Yesterday, I'm standing in, day before yesterday, rather, standing in the line in the giant supermarket, and these two young girls, early 19 or 22, around that age, just cussing up a storm, and the elder lady was in front of them, and they just saying all types of vulgar. We inside a giant, right? We inside a giant, and just cussing. Me and the older woman, I think we both got out of line. But when we was growing up, those of my age, 50, 45 to 50, we all knew the one ratchet female, right? Or the one brother that was terrible, right? We all knew that. The one ratchet female that we she stood out. Stands out. Because today, the roles are flipped. Ratchetness is normal. That's normal behavior. And I'm quite sure that them two young ladies didn't think they was doing anything wrong. They didn't feel like they was being disrespectful to nobody around them, because that's their environment that they grew up in. How life is to them. Each and every day they wake up, life to them is that way. Ratchet. But when we were growing up, oh my God, you girls, y'all moms are terrible. Come on now, somebody would have pulled them up. Today you pull one of them up, they might cuss you out. That's the world we live in. Good is looked at evil, and evil is looked at as good. Is it not the word coming true right before our very eyes? Just 30, 40 years ago, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. Now the roles are reversed. The ratchetness is more out there than the wholesomeness. The wholesomeness. Me and Mac got to talking about their music. I said, I can't listen to y'all music because I'm kind of crazy. I like to listen to the lyrics. And after a while, the killing and I did this, that, and the other, I said, that's sickening to me. It bothers my spirit. I said, so I can't listen to y'all, but y'all don't make good, wholesome music no more. So I can, if I want to listen to the wholesome, I got to listen to the old heads. Music that my mom and father grew up on. And very seldom that in our generation we had that type of good music, but the my mother and father generation, when music talked about love. Now you can't do that no more these days. It's almost as the opponent is winning, but he not at all. I want to read something else again, family, because I said again, I got a lot of reading for just listening. And this is something that Abba gave me a couple years back. And this is the 12 tribes of Israel. If you can point it out, I would like to get this printed out and be able to give this to the children one day, and they can be able to go in and pick out the names of the sons of Yaakov, right? Be a nice little learning tool for them. Here, my son, on my right hand, he will unite you to me. He is the builder of the family name. He will add to you a double fruit, causing you to forget the habitation of sin, bringing you a reward of overcoming your enemies. And your enemies, yes, no, excuse me, your enmity and your enemy. Yes, he is the judge of righteousness, ending your wrestling with praise, excuse me, and happiness. Hallelujah. And the reason why I had to stop, because the names is right next to each one, and I had to try to read over this. I'm going to read it again, but this time I'm going to add the name. Here, Simeon. My son of my right hand, Benjamin, he will unite. Levi, you to me. He is the builder of the family name, Reuben. He will add, Joseph, to you a double fruit. Ephraim, causing you to forget Manasseh, the habitation, Zebulun, of sin, bringing you a reward, Issachar, of overcoming your enmity. And your enemies, yes, he is the judge, Dan, of righteousness. In ending your wrestling, Naphtali, with praise, Yehuda, and happiness, Asher. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But if you go back through those 12, we're missing one. And if you listen, you'll be able to find out which one we was missing in that. And it's no secret. There's no mystery there. It's just that this is how Abba Yah gave it to me. No, it wasn't that I was planning. You know what? No, this is how he gave it to me. So I would like to print that out one day, and we can have that for the children. Because that's all. But if you listen to it, all the 12 tribes point to one person. And isn't that the wisdom of Abba Yah to be able to take names and build a story and point to somebody about that? All their names, all the names we just read, point to Yahushua. All of the tribes point to Yahushua. It's like, all right, I'm going to give you a piece of him, I'm going to give you a piece of him, and when y'all come together, that's who y'all will have, Yahushua. And just like Abba Yah gave us a couple of weeks ago when we went through the Moray's name. And I gave him a piece of him. I gave him a piece of him. And when they come together, you put them all together, what you get? Yahushua. Because over and over, again, it's about Yahushua, Abba Yah. Over and over, he's showing Israel is about Yahushua. This is going to be your savior and your redeemer. Him. Throughout the talk. Throughout the talk. Let's get into the chapters, family. And bear with me, because I'm going to read them, but I want you to come out. There's three chapters. In these three chapters, which is in separate books, tells a story. Listen to the story. Listen to it and allow the spirit of Abba Yah to move upon you. First chapter we're going to is in Zechariah chapter 2. And we're going to read the whole chapter. I lift up my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I asked, where are you going? To me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is it width, and what is its length. Excuse me. Behold, the angel who talked with me went out, and another angel went and said to him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem will be inhabited as villages without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says Yahweh, will be to her a wall of fire around it, and I will be the glory in the middle of her. Come, flee from the land of the north, says Yahweh, for I will spread you abroad as the four winds of the skies, says Yahweh. Zion, escape, you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For Yahweh of armies says, for honor has sent me to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of your eye. And again, I must stop there. We understand he's talking about Israel, right? For behold, I will shake my hand over them, and they will be a plunder to those who serve them. And you will know that Yahweh of armies has sent me. Sing and rejoice, daughter of Zion. For behold, I come, and I will dwell within you, says Yahweh. Amen. Many nations shall join themselves to Yahweh in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell among you, and you shall know that Yahweh of armies has sent me to you. All right, I will say this, right? I will say this. We can look at this and say that this is when the millennium, right? This is when Yahweh's setting up the millennium. Because he's going to be that wall of fire around Jerusalem, right? Ain't nothing coming in. This is where, and when he says, many nations shall join themselves to Yahweh in that day. What did he just do? He just added them to the covenant, right? He said, shall be my people. He says, point right here so far, that all Israel shall be saved. Israel. He's talking about bringing Israel back from out of Babylon, from out of all the areas that he has scattered them, bringing them back to Jerusalem when he set up the kingdom. But he also says here in 11, many nations shall join themselves to Yahweh in that day and shall be my people. He added them to the covenant. What's the covenant, Israel? All that you say we will do, we know they broke that, so they brought in another covenant. All right, this time the other covenant, I'm going to put my spirit within you. I'm going to be your mighty one, and you're going to be my God. It says, and I will dwell among you and shall be my people, and I will dwell among you, and you shall know that Yahweh of armies has sent me to you. Right? So he just added the Gentiles in the scripture says, we're going to get to that a little later, Romans 11. We're going to read Romans 11. All Israel shall be saved. No, not all biological Israel going to be saved, but whatever Gentile joins themselves to Israel will become Israel. No longer look at them as Gentiles, because Abba Yah don't look at them as Gentiles no more. He said that a many times in the scriptures, and that's one of the things that Israel has a hard time with. They have a hard time believing that Abba Yah will allow the Gentiles to come in as long as they come in the way that he gave Israel. They can't come in the way through Christianity. They can't come in the way through Buddhism. They can't come in the way through Islam and any other the thousands of things of thought that's in this world, right? You cannot come that way. Why? Because Yahushua said it this way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you come any other way, liar and a thief, and the truth is not in you. So they must come the same way that Israel comes. If they want to be a part of Israel, they must take on the law, statutes, and judgments, commandments, and have the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. So as I look at my brothers and sisters here in Beth Yahweh and understand that they are my brothers and my sisters, no way that I should look at another Israelite group that is, could be all Asian. Keeping the commandments and have the testimony of Yahushua, they also are our brothers and sisters. They should not be looked at as the Gentiles trying to walk the way of Israel. Because he told us in the Torah, in the first one of the first five books, that you remember that you was in bondage too at one time. And Israel tend to forget that. Even us believers today, we tend, when we look at the world, we tend to forget that we come from that. Walking and hanging on the mercy of Abba Yah, that we are not like that. We still have a lot of gunk up in us. In 2 seconds, we can go off the handle, and we're right back in the mud. We're right back in the mud. So it's a thought that Abba Yah want us to have at the forefront of our minds. We are walking by the mercy and grace of Abba Yah, who keeps us. Because anything can, and we'll be right back in the mud as we look at those who are still wobbling in the mud. We have to remember where we come from. And on top of that, we have to understand, what is Abba Yah doing? What is he doing in this world? Forget what the world is doing. Abba Yah has a plan. He's working his plan. As Israel, we should have understanding of what he is doing. And frankly, by the end of the 6 weeks, we will see a little bit clear of what Abba is doing. And we're going to talk a little bit about it. Is he gave this nation his law, statutes, and judgment. Not for them to hoard it for themselves, but for them to go out there and spread it all over the world. But we failed as a whole group of Israel. We failed. We did. But you know what? How many of us, raise your hand if you believe that Abba Yah knew that we were going to fail? How many of us understand that Abba Yah is 6 and 7 moves ahead of the enemy, and he know what he's doing, regardless of the darkness that came upon Israel, because always there was somebody in Israel keeping the Torah. Always somebody righteous in Israel. Always. So he's going to act a fool. They're hard-headed and stiff-necked people. They're going to do that, but that's all right. I'm a sower, and I'm going to spread that seed throughout the world. So in their captivity, they're going to remember me. They're going to remember me. Why? Because I put something in them. As we was in the loins of Abraham, scripture says we paid tithes in the loins of Abraham. How much more if you're standing at a mountain and the Most High is speaking on that mountain, can we even just take the worst thunder day we have ever saw, and we saw lightning and thunder. Let's take that day right there, and let's amplify that in our imagination by 100. He came down on that mountain, the mountain was smoking. What do you think happened to them people? What do you believe was being infused in them? We believe that he's that powerful. Her life came down on that mountain, and the people were so afraid to say, Moses, you don't speak to us no more. something is happening to us. Earth is shaking violently. When Abba look upon a place, it trembles. How much more if he came down and just to display his power at that time? To let the people know, this is who you serve. More power was going on in that mountain, Israel, and then things that was passed down generation to generation. He already put it inside them. Already put it inside. It's foolish for our brothers and sisters to think that Israel can ever be in the Gentile state of mind and Abba don't know who they are. How foolish is that? Gentile, so the Most High don't know who they are. Sometimes you wish you could grab Israel and shake them. You know how your mother, your grandmother, your great, and they shake you. Get that off you. Grab them sometimes and shake them. Shut up. People the wrong way. Know who they are. You really believe the one that created all this, who told Jeremiah that I knew you before you was in your mother's womb, before you even had a dimple on your face. The doctor brought you out. The midwife brought you out in umbilical cord and laid you in your mother's arms. I knew you before then. Before your mother and father laid down together. Something flowed inside your mother and it started off as a little small seed. I knew you before that. You don't know that one. Don't know who they are. Dave, you mean to tell me that one don't know who they are? One that says it ain't because your mother and father came together to have a beautiful night. Because I ordained them. I had a plan. You don't know. Why they don't know, as Yahushua said, they don't know him. So they have to come up and bring in pillars of the word. Yeah, come on now. Mm-mm. They in a Gentile state of mind because they not being spoke to by him. Again, how can they preach unless or teach unless they've been sent? There are a lot of people out here running and have not been sent. HaKodesh is not moving upon them. The Holy Spirit is not moving upon them. Running though, and they have not been sent. 11 again, family. And another thought with this right here. This is it. Read a post the other day, one of the Facebook associates, talking about Kyrie, right? And his question was, all right, Israel, where y'all at, Hebrew Israelites? I don't hear none of y'all standing up for this man. Where y'all at? Man, life is on the line. His well-being and all that, I don't hear y'all standing up. And thought came to my mind was, well, we've been putting our lives on the line way before Kyrie and Kanye came out, way before a lot of them came out. We've been putting our lives on the line because each time we got to go to them jobs and ask for time off because we're letting them know I can't work on the Sabbath day. I need a job that I can't work on this day. I need this day, these days off right here, because this is the holy season. Because now life's in the limelight before they did. It's just because they in the limelight. That's all according to Yahweh's plan. Ain't nothing happening in this world that's not according to Yahweh's plan. Nothing. If you believe it, that something is happening in this world that's not according to his plan, shame on you. But we've been putting on, as me and Brother Harv was saying, every time we walk out the door, go to work, and we got these beats on, and we got something that's showing that we Israel, just something, we putting our lives on the line. We've been walking billboards every day. Long before Kyrie and Yeezy came out, long before them. So what you mean, what are we doing? We've been doing it. Living the life of Tor way before. We've been in the line of fire once we said, yes, Abba Yah, I will do. And we ain't even talking about from this world media. We talking about from the opponent himself. Who's upon man to work against us? Every Israelite, male or female, who gets up and come to the Sabbath and keep his holy days and try to eat right, try to live in righteous life, you are in the line of fire. Only fears you. Because you have the spirit of Yahushua HaMashiach in you. He only fears you. I don't care if it's 100 of us. He only fears that 100 out of 8 billion on this planet. Out of 8 billion, he knows that can come against us, and that 100 will rip that 8 billion. How do we know that? Because we are not fighting alone. Because just like the prophet had to open up his servant eyes, Elisha had to open up his servant eyes so he can see who is fighting with them. Hallel, the opponent, he knows that. Ain't nobody, everybody else is collateral damage. I mean everybody else. I am not excluding no one. They are collateral damage. They have not the son. The only ones that can put him in check is the ones who have the son. Even our brothers and sisters who, quote-unquote, only Torah only. Have no power because they have not invoked the name of Yahushua or even activating the power that they read every day because they have no understanding of it. You can't take a book and then take the author of the book and don't have his spirit to tell you what to do with it. All you will have is knowledge of a book. You need the spirit of the author to say, this is what I mean by that. This point to you. This right here will help you to defeat your opponent. Have that. For Torah only. Have it. And if you're Jesus only or you're Israelite who believes that you don't have to keep the Torah, you don't have the other part of it. These all parts, both parts, the commandments and Yahushua. Do it with just one. You need both. That's scripture. Who does the scriptures call saints? Here are the patrons of the saints. Revelations, I believe, 17:14 and 14:12. You can go to those two scriptures in Revelation, and it will tell you who are the saints. Here are they, those who keep the commandments and have the faith of Yahushua or the testimony of Yahushua. That who the scriptures call the saints. Not who the Catholic call the saints. Who they are collateral damage. Have no power. Keep the commandments and have the testimony of Yahushua. That's scripture. That's who scripture called the saints. The opponent is fighting. He are using all the world resources to fight against you. When I say all the world resources to fight against you. Abba Yah, allow him to do that. You want to let him know, ain't nothing you can do with me. I will take this base. This hunk of mud ain't nothing you can do with me. All I need to do is put my son inside of them. Everybody else, I'm sorry to say, I'm sorry, not sorry. They are just collateral damage. That's all. Until they take on the commandments and have the testimony of Yahushua. And he fights hard so they won't come and keep the commandment correctly. They won't come and know who the true Mashiach is. He uses, again, the world resources to fight against us. We could look at all the world wars and everything, all the commotion that's going on now. You know what that's for? To stop the children of Israel to come. To stop his adversary, which is Yahushua and his children, to rise. All the world commotion is just to stop that. Oh, you going too far, Brother Arias. You mean tell me all this? Yes, I mean to tell you. All the world commotion, everything in this world, stop you from rising. That's it. Everything. And because we are flesh, we have to go through a lot of this stuff. But as we read in the book of Ezra chapter 16, go and read that in your spare time, it will tell you, just follow me, because the world going to go off the hinges. What do you say? Just stay within me, and you will be all right. That's how the Yah that is. You will be all right. Don't worry about the world going off. Yahushua said it. Matthew 24. You go and read that in your spare time. You say, hey, there's going to be wars. There's going to be rumors of wars. There's going to be this, earthquakes, and there's going to be fighting. There's the people going to rise up against one another. You know what? That's the beginning of trouble. Let not your heart be troubled about that. Hey, that ain't it. Let not your heart be troubled about all that stuff that's going to come down the pipe. Stay with me. He who endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Just stay with me. That's the mantra. For him, just stay within my bosom, Israel. Just stay, because you know what? There can come a time when I'm going to activate y'all. And as the song talked about, can these dry bones live? I said in Ezekiel chapter 37, I believe 1 through 16, that I'm going to raise them dry bones up and they're going to be an exceedingly great army. But y'all gonna come to the forefront sooner or later. Are you ready? You gonna come to the forefront sooner or later. If you don't feel it in your spirit that something is moving in this world and the enemy, the opponent, is trying his best to stop it. Trying his best to stop it. Y'all is aware these messages coming from or who they coming from. He knows Israel got to rise. He's trying his best to stop it. Cut it down. 12. Yahweh will inherit Yehuda as his portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. Be found, all flesh, before Yahweh, for he has roused himself from his holy habitation. We know who Yahweh is, right? Just listen to that. Connect. Let the scripture, again, let that spirit move upon you. Scripture says, every knee, every tongue shall bow, that he's going to crack the sky, and the firmament going to roll back like a scroll. Said here in Zechariah 2:13, be silent, all flesh, before Yahweh, for he has aroused himself from his holy habit. That's not working it. He's rightly dividing the word. He won't be ashamed. You've been in the Torah, and it's not all that time. Remember those two brothers walking on the road to Damascus, and they just are just talking, and Yahushua walking behind them, and he asked them what's going on. They turned to him. You don't know what's going on, man? Where you been at? He went through the Torah and a Tanakh, and broke down everywhere he was. There. We read, or the thought is, that when you come back, that the scroll is going to roll back. here in Zechariah. Be silent, all flesh. You don't think all flesh going to be silent when he come back through that mountain, come back through the sky? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine looking up at the sky and just, hopefully we all changing, right? We all being changing when that scroll rolled back or the firmament rolled back and we up there with them. That would be a sad day because we will know what that means. Yahushua coming back. He's still here and we ain't raised up to that sky. Sad day right there, Israel. That'll be a very sad day. It will be said, just like we got a second Passover, we'll have another opportunity to get it right. And for those of us who really didn't believe or had some doubt, that truth will come through them skies. And we'll have an opportunity to remove that doubt. Let's pray and hope that we believe what we're doing. So if that sky can happen to open, and as he said, all flesh be silent before me, because I arouse myself up into that sky. Let's hope and pray that we meet him there. Let's hope and pray that we are part of that raising up, right? Let me read. Yes, we hope and pray. But even more, know that you're doing the will of Yahweh. Know that you're serving the Most High. Especially if you've been walking for some years. Know that he has chosen you to do his will. Know that. Daniel 9, family. And we only read in 1 through 23. Not the whole thing. It's just a thought that Abiyah gave us. In the first year of Darius, again, I know we read a lot, and hopefully at the end that you'll be able to go through it and read these chapters for yourself. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the offspring of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the book of the number of the years about which Yahweh's word came to Jeremiah, the prophet, for the accomplishment of the desolation of Jerusalem, even 70 years. And he's about to go through. Before I start reading, I'm put a thought in your mind that was put in my mind. We just read in Zechariah, and we understood that that's the millennium. Right? But now we're about to go back into the promised land. Let's move on this, right? We're about to go back into the promised land. Let's put our minds there, and we're in Babylon. Again, what did he say in Zechariah? Come out of where, daughter of Zion? Out of where? Hold on. Again, right? If we are in what right now? This world system is what right now that the scripture calls Babylon, right? And we understood that was the millennium, the seventh year. But right here, he said, even 70 years. So if we drop the zero, what we get? Right? We'll get seven. And what does seven point to? Right? Completion, you know, the oath. But we ain't talking about that. What are we in today? We in the Sabbath. Seven always, for the first part, first thought of the seventh should always point you to the Sabbath, right? Or the great millennium, when Yahushua come back and set up a kingdom, right? But Israel was in Babylon. You asked them to come out of Babylon. Right now, the 70 years are up. They're in Babylon. They're about to go back where? To Jerusalem, where? The promised land. Time is coming. We're going back to Jerusalem. We're going back to the promised land. Yahushua coming back. When, I don't know. We will not put no time date. You will not get me to do that unless Abba Yah gave it to me, and he has not. So you will never hear me or any other Moray say a time unless he gives it to him. And if he gave it to him, he will be able to go through his word and show him without a doubt. So we don't talk about times here in that manner. We won't predict no time. RBI, give it. But we will use contextual clues. We will do that as the Spirit move upon us. We will show you those things when this could happen. Right? So 70 dropped to zero. The 7th year. Right? The millennium. But something has to happen before we'll come back for the children of Israel. And again, who are the children of Israel? Not just biological. So from here on, family, we don't have to separate the Gentiles. We don't have to separate the Gentiles when we say Israel. We got that out the way. We got that out the way. We don't have to separate. We know and understand when you say Israel, natural born, and the Gentiles. We brought in. So, but before Israel can go into the promised land, look what got to happen. Look what got to happen. Look at the feelings of Yahweh's prophet towards his people. Right? And then that's one of the things that Abiyah has been dealing with me about. Hey, in order for you to do this work, yeah, I love my people. You have to love that hard-headed, stiff-necked people. You have to put up with a lot of duty with that hard-necked, stiff-necked people to be one of my servants. Oh, no, you talking crazy, Abiyah. You talking crazy. How many years did it say or talk about in the book of Judges, I believe, since the book of Judges to, I believe, that Israel actually did Sukkot? Hundreds of years went by. Abiyah dealt with their foolishness. Hundreds of years he have dealt with their foolishness, sending his prophets daily, he said. Daily I send you my prophets, trying to turn you around. Why? What would make someone continue to come after you? Let them do that. When the last time we asked ourselves, Abiyah, how you feel about Israel? Well, we already had preconceived ideas about Israel. When the last time we asked him how you feel about Israel? We can read in the scriptures from the beginning even to the end that they are hard-headed, stiff-necked people. He even said, I give you a bill of divorcement, but return unto me. What is that? What is it? Us who have such a disdain for his people, how you feel about them, Abel. What is your will for Israel, Abba? What we want and what we would like for them to be. But what is your will, how you feel about Israel? Because when I look at them, oh, they worse than hard-headed. They worse than stiff-necked. They are defiled. I look at them. If you're going to be my servant. Because I love them. Right? How many of us have children and you saw how much, especially if you're old enough and you saw the first time your child was in love. Regardless of how you looked at that person and you probably saw some things, but you saw how your child was in love. What happened to you? See, we can bring the word of Yahweh, we can bring the word of Yahweh personal. What happened to you? You started feeling a certain way about that person because you saw how your child loved that person. So you're beginning to love that person because you saw how they looked at him. He or she. Oh, he in love. She in love. So you treated that person the same. Last time you asked Abba, how you feel about Israel. He got a whole book to let us know how he feels about Israel. We have a whole book to let us know how he feels. Now listen, Catholic, to one of his prophets, to one of his prophets, and he said, Daniel, you're greatly beloved. Hey, when you prayed the first day, man, I was in route. Because you are greatly beloved. We talk about you up here in the kingdom. We talk about you because your love for Abba and your love for his people. Boy, we have conversations about you. But sometimes let's just use our imagination and just think on these things that the Melakim, the angels who are in a holy habitation, have conversations about you because of the work that you do. Trust and believe, they are able to see the foolishness that goes in and out of our minds. They are able to see that. Why? Because we know and understand that there's one that's taking note of the thoughts that we think. They're taking note of the things that we say and do. They take note, but they got to go back so the scripture can be fulfilled and the books were open. And your personal book, our personal book, will be open. More check mark red in there than it is. Oh, as a matter of fact, if it's more check mark green, we're going to use green, we're going to use red as the blood. It better not be more green than this, than red. It better not be brown. Let's use brown. You know, mud, the color of mud, dark brown. It better be more check marks of red in there than it is brown. You know that. But let's just listen to Daniel. 3:9-3, family. I set my face to Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, to seek by prayers and petitions with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to Yahweh, my mighty one, and made confession and said, O Adonai, the great and awesome or dreadful Elohim, who keeps covenant and loving kindness with those who love him and keep his commandments. What he did, he took it back to the days of Moses. He took it back to Exodus, right? Showing favor to thousands of those who love me and keep my... He took Yahweh back to his own word. Let this be a reminder of us all, Israel. Not just Moray, priest, everybody. Abba Yah back to his own word. Speak to him. Back to his word. That's what the prophet just did. He took him back. Something we read here at Beth Yahweh each and every week. Speaking on the behalf of those. Amen. Let me read that part again. Who keeps covenant and loving kindness with those who love him and keep his commandments. Amen. We have sinned and have dealt perversely and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even turning aside from your precepts and from your ordinance. We haven't listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our king, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. Adonai, righteousness belongs to you, but to us, confusion of faith, as it is today. To the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, and to all Israel who are near and who are far off, all the countries where you have driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against you where he has driven them. Right? That's all. Adonai, to us belongs confusion of faith again. It said it twice. Same chapter. To our king, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Adonai, belongs mercy and forgiveness. For we have rebelled against him. We haven't obeyed our mighty one's voice to walk in his law, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yet all Israel has transgressed your Torah, turning aside, that they shall not obey your voice. Therefore, the curse and the oath written in the law of Moses, the servant of Yah, has been poured out on us, for we have sinned against him. Again, what did he do? He took Abba Yah. This is his prayer, family. Daniel's prayer to Abba Yah. And in the prayer, he's taking Abba Yah back to his word. In the book of Deuteronomy, in the book of Deuteronomy, that these curses, first you said, if you do my word, all these blessings. But if you don't, all these curses. And my, yes, Abba Yah, your word have came true. Why? Because we were hard-headed. We were stiff-necked. We didn't listen to your prophets. All Israel has. The word that you spoke to Moses, yes, it has came true. How many of us looking out there and see that the word that he spoke to Moses is coming, it had came true. True. Moving in our own spirit, in our own thinking about Israel. We're not calling to mind the word of Yahweh. Even Moshe did that. Moshe, I'm going to kill all of them. Get out of the way. I'm going to start over with you. Ho, 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 Abba Yah. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, I know they hard-headed. I know they stiff-necked. I know they all this, that, and the other. But they done vexed me a many a times, Abba Yah. In terms, I wanted to give up on them. You came and you spoke to me. You had to intercede for them with me. Because at times, I wanted to give up on them. Towards your tips. Hold your ankle. We don't believe that that type of intercession is not going on today. Or a better question is that type of intercession going on today? Is that type of intercession going on today for the apple of Abba's eye? Not what we see, not what we want in bank. For the apple of his eye. Therefore, written in the Torah of Moses, the servant of Yah has been poured out on us, for we have sinned against him. He has confirmed his word, which he spoke against us and against our judges, who judge us by bringing on us a great evil. For under the whole sky, such has not been done as has been done to Yerushalayim. As it is written in the Torah of Moses, all this evil has come on us, yet have we not entreated the favor of Yahweh, Almighty One, that we should turn from our iniquities and have discernment in your truth. Therefore, Yahweh has watched over the evil and brought it on us. For Yahweh, our mighty one, is righteous in all his works which he done, and he and we have not obeyed his voice. Now, Adonai, our mighty one, who has brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and have gotten yourself renowned as it is today, we have sinned. We have done wickedly. Adonai, according to all your righteousness, let your anger and please let your wrath be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, for your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all who around us. Still to this day, we are a reproach. to all around us. Now, therefore, Adonai, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his petition, and cause your face to shine on your sanctuary that is desolate, for Yahweh's sake. Turn your heart, open your eyes, and see El Desolation, and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our petitions before you for our righteousness. I like that part. For we ain't coming to you, Father Yah, because we're living right. We ain't coming to you because we trying to live according to your Torah. Before you for our righteousness, but for your great mercy. Adonai, hear. Adonai, listen and don't. And do. Don't defer for your own sake, my mighty one, because your city and your people are called by your name. Amen. 23. While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplications before Yahweh, my mighty one, for the holy mountain of my Yah, of my Elohim. Yet, while I was the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening offering. He instructed me and talked with me and said, Danael, I have now come to give you wisdom and understanding. At the beginning of your petition, the commandment went out, and I have come to tell you. For you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. Let me do that. Again, as every time we read about this man start to speak, they hey, go, he's speaking, go down there. Get him. Go give him understanding. Greatly beloved, Daniel. Why? Because you intercede on behalf of my people. You intercede continually on behalf of my people. You pray for them. Earnestly, you pray for them. There's no gall. There's no ill will intent inside of you when you praying for my people, Danael. I know this because I know all things. Hear the sincerity of your prayer for yourself and for my people. And I love the way you call back my word to my mind, for me. I love that. Because I spoke it. All right, we got time for one more chapter, family. And this is, we didn't read this chapter before. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to try not to stop. It's not that long. It's just a thought. 11, family. Yah reject his people, may it never be, for I am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. Yah didn't reject his people, which he foreknew. Or excuse me, family, Romans 11. Which he foreknew or didn't know, or didn't you know that the scripture says about Elijah, how he pleased with Yah against Israel. Adonai, they have killed your prophets. They have broken down your altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But how does Elohim answer? Listen to him. That's an important, right? Listen to what the prophet is telling the people. Pay attention to this, how I will answer this. I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so, then, at this present time, also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer of work. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of work, it is no longer of grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What then? That which Israel seeks for that he couldn't obtain, But the chosen ones obtained it, and the rest were hardened. That's another thought. How many of us see them and understand that Abba Yah hardened their hearts? Abba Yah did that to them. Just like scripture talks about with Pharaoh, so we understand that that's already in them, right? So he allowed them to continue in that hardness of their heart. He allowed them to continue in just basic human nature, right? It's that base human nature who do not want to obey Yah. All right, y'all, I let y'all stay in that. I won't move upon y'all. I won't whisper in your ear until it's time for me to call one out, one at a time. David says, let their tables be made a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution to them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see. Always keep their back bent. I asked them, did they stumble that they might fall? May it never be. But by the fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if their fall is the riches of the world and those lost to riches of the Gentiles, how much more the fullness? For I speak to you who are Gentiles. Since then, as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I glorify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke jealousy those who are of my flesh and may save some of them. Now, did he say all of them? He said may save some of them. So if the rejection of them is the recounseling of the world, what would their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the first fruit is holy, so is the lump. If the fruit is holy, are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them, and being partaken with them of the root and of the richness of the olive tree, don't boast over the branches. But if you boast, it is not you who support the root, but the root supports you. Not you who is a natural born Israelite, it's you who are a convert, in other words. So how are you boasting? He will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. True, by their unbelief, they were broken off, and you stand by your faith. Don't be conceited, but fear. For if Yah didn't spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. See then the goodness and severity of Yah toward those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. They also, if they don't continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for Yah is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the, of which there is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature, into a good olive tree, how much more will these which are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? For I don't desire you to be ignorant, brothers, of this mystery, so that you won't be wise in your own conceit, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as we talked about earlier, right? Even as it is written, there will come out of Zion the deliverer, and he will turn away ungodliness from Yaakov. This is, that right there. We got to stop on that. We got to, I'm just let it marinate in your spirit, and that afterwards, you let it marinate, right? There will come out of Zion the deliverer, and he will turn away ungodliness from Yaakov. Yahushua already came. Yeah. So who is this deliverer that he's talking about that's going to come out of? Yahushua already came. He already came and laid down his life. Turned away the stony hearts, right? The ungodliness, he says, from Israel. Who for thought? Maybe we can talk about that tomorrow. This is my covenant with them, when I will take away their sins concerning the good news. Y'all, again, Yahushua already came. Already came. We read about this many times. But Yahushua have already came. He didn't already harden their hearts. Concerning the good news, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. Amen. For the gift and the calling of Yah are irrevocable. For as you in time past were disobedient to Yah, but now have obtained mercy by their disobedience, even so have now been disobedient, that by the mercy shown to you, they may also obtain mercy. For Yah has shut up. For Yah has set up all to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all, and on depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past tracing out. He didn't say all this, but Yah has a plan. How unsearchable are his judgments? Who can know his will? All this. Look. Heart, I turned their backs towards me for you Gentiles. And you know what? All that, and I'm still righteous. It's still within my righteousness. Right? It's still within. And this ain't the first time we read that. I believe we read that in Zechariah. He talks to the same scripture. Word is different, but it's the same thought. Look, all this happening. In Daniel, when he talks about the evil that he brought upon them. And Daniel said, hey, you are righteous in what you're doing. We understand that. All Yahweh's righteousness is all a plan. And yes, with the enemy. And he's about 8, 9, 10, 12 moves ahead of him. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom. And he's bringing this to mind to the Gentiles who he's talking to, who are now Israel. Hey, y'all don't understand the depth, the wisdom of the Most High. Y'all seeing one thing, but this thing is well thought out plan. This is a well thought out plan. Especially if you are a teacher in Israel, especially you, to Yahushua by night. Yeah, they got upset the nigga be. Oh, you're supposed to be a teacher in Israel, man, and you don't know these things? What are you looking at? What are you paying attention to? You don't know these things? Something you're missing. You're not paying attention to something. That's how Yahushua felt. That way. Now let's go back. Let's stay in the thought. 33 again. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge. It's only him that can put this thing together like that. Not understanding, Gentiles, what he's doing. Don't be boasting because they're not keeping Israel. Don't be boasting like you're doing something. You're not understanding the plan, the master's plan right now. Try breaking it down to them. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways. For who has known the mind of Yah? For who has been his counselor? The questioning that he is asking them. There's a whole thought behind what he's saying. He ain't just saying this to say it. He's breaking it down for them. You're not understanding his will. First given to him, and it will be repaid to him again. For of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. It is all his plan. Do we understand that when we're looking at this world? We see his plan coming to fruition. Do we see it? Well, we caught up in all the foolishness that's going on in this world. All the foolishness. I chose you, Israel, for a job to do. I know what's going to happen. I know there are going to be times that it's going to be seeming like that there's no righteousness Israelite in the world. It always has been. It always has been. And it always will be until Yahushua come back. Because it's his plan. Do we understand his plan? Or are we searching out the wisdom and the knowledge of Yah? Are we looking through our own eyes and our own emotions and our own feelings? Remove that. Ask Abba Yah so we can seek and look through his eyes so we can get that wisdom and that understanding. And all thy getting. All thy getting. The book is right here in front of us. Right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the end of it tonight, family. We'll resume next week. Y'all willing. Y'all willing. And they know I'm going to be that long, though. But I'll be honest. As my brother says, do what they do. Let me go to the closing benediction. And wish you a good night. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. Once again, for opening up the Shabbat door. Father Yah, I ask all that was spoken tonight, Yah, that you do all three. You plant, you water, and give the increase. Father, that you move upon us, Father, and have us move when you say move, and when you say move, and where you say move, Father Yah. That we go not in our own emotions, Father, that we go not in our own feelings, Father, that we seek you in all that we do, Father. That we move to the left, when you say go to the left, when we go to the right, it's you who put us to the right, Father. When you say stay still, we stay still, Father, that we look for your guidance in each and every part of our life, Father. Once again, Abba Yah, ask and pray for those who are ailing, that you continue to bring them forth, Father. You know who they are, Father Yah. You know who they are. You know where your love is needed, Father. So give it to your Marais, that they may spread your love, Father. And allow us to be the first ones to be the servants of your people, Father Yah. To love your people, Father, the way you love your people, Father Yah. Put that within us, Father. Put that within all your children, Abba Yah. Not just your Marais, Father, but your Emas, your Akotis, your Yaladis, Father. For those to see those who are in darkness, Father, and try to bring somebody to your marvelous life, Father. In Yahushua's holy name, I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Israel. Abba Yah.
You're my life. You're my source. You're my strength. Everything. I call you holy. I call you faithful. I call you righteous. I call you life. Way.